What do you want to do?
We've got song parodies that listeners sent in.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Wow. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
This first track...
Are these anywhere near as good as the last batch?
I haven't heard a single one of these. You've got 8 new ones to talk about today.
Those ones blew my mind.
Yeah, there were some really good ones in the last batch. This looks like an interesting... We have another one from Jersey Mike, who I think was the winner of the last round.
Okay, what did he win with?
But he was the one who did that that All B, the Edwin McCain.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. He did, yeah, he did one of each of us.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't recall off the top of my head any of them, but I know I enjoyed them all. Yeah.
This first one is by Jake Riley. This track is called Fist Me.
I can't tell where this is going.
Says me in my morning shower gently.
Not who the fuck is singing this? Elizabeth Taylor or something?
The creepiest vocal I've ever heard.
What is that weird? Oh, I love you.
He's feeling it.
What?
He's feeling it.
Clean my ass. Bring me the Astro Glide. Don't wear the gloves. I like to do it raw. Oh, there's me. Beneath the running water.
Just a disturbing vocal story.
You're not going to win, dude. Thanks for trying.
This guy's name is Nicholas Sauber.
Nicholas. What's this song called?
This song is called Tony Hawk.
Oh, this is going to be old. Tony Hawk. Oh, my God. We could have a winner.
Tony Hawk is my idol. Tony Hawk is my savior. Tony Hawk is my savior.
This is the best song I've ever heard. So I gotta send this to Tony immediately.
Tony Hawk is God.
Get Tony Hawk on the phone right now. He has to hear this right now.
It's pretty great. Whatever day that was, you obviously sounded a little bit ragged, and it just makes it so much better.
It doesn't turn you into a perfect sample.
It just sounds like when you've been going to a bunch of clubs, then all of a sudden you've gone to the club that's one level beyond what you can handle. You know what I mean? You're just going to go, "Wow, this crowd, I can't hang with these guys. This is some deep German shit happening right here."
Deep German is scary.
Deep German shit. See if Tony Hawk answers the phone. I'll set this song up again for
you. Yeah. Nicholas Sauber's Tony Hawk. I don't even know if that's a parody.
Nicholas is going to be stoked to know that the song's going to be played direct. I'll put on his voicemail.
Hello?
Tony, it's Ellis.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, just be ready. I'm doing a song parody contest. Well, not song, but just fans are making song parodies.
Yes.
And somebody just made a song, and it's what's his name?
His name is Nicholas Sauber. The song is called Tony Hawk.
It's called Tony Hawk. You ready to hear it?
I don't know, am I?
No, yeah, you're in the clear. I just feel like you would enjoy your afternoon a little bit better if you heard this.
Tony Hawk is my idol. Tony Hawk is my savior. Tony Hawk is God.
How you liking it so far, Tony?
Wow. Got a funky beat.
It does have a funky beat.
Tony Hawk is my savior.
Tony Hawk is God.
That is your voice, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so are all the songs of samples of your voice?
No, all the songs are about you, Tony, because you're the greatest.
Tony Hawk is my idol.
No, everyone's making songs any way they want, any kind of song, whatever they want, and this guy has mixed me into a rave song where I just praise you.
Well, thank you. I hope to hear that at the next club I go to.
You don't go to clubs, Tony.
You're right, I don't!
You're such a smart ass. But you are God and you are my savior.
I appreciate it. That was interesting. I need that MP3. You gotta send it to me.
I will send it to you. Maybe you could put it on Tony Hawk's Demolition Radio. I'm sure the kids would... I'm sure Jesse would love to hear that song.
You know what's funny about that is Jesse just played me the song that he actually had made for me as a surprise, and he was going to play it at this, like, summit we have with all of the partners that I work with.
Yeah.
And it's Team America, but it just says Tony Hawk. Fuck yeah.
Wow, that is awesome. You gotta, why can't, that should be the start of your show.
Oh, I'm gonna get it to you.
Tony Hawk! Fuck yeah!
Yeah. Man. And then he just runs all the stuff about me after that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you gotta get that. I'll put that in rotation. I could get that number one in Canada on iTunes in like 24 hours.
That would be awesome.
It's the least I could do for you.
Thank you.
How's everything going, all right?
It's going good. I'm actually doing this weird, like, CSI type show where they're actually, like, doing all these tests on me, and they're going to give it to a bunch of scientists to try to figure out who it is.
Are you going to die in it?
No, like, it's real. Like, I'm doing full DNA testing and personality testing, and then they give them all the info, and they're like, figure out who this person is.
They're gonna make a fake Tony. They're going to clone you.
No, that'd be cool. They may not have to work so hard.
Oh, well, what about if they kill you and the fake Tony Hawk runs for president? Ever thought of that?
That would suck.
Right. Would you ever want to be president or governor? Oh, fucking hell. There's no way he hung up on me.
No, absolutely not. I suspect a lot of people that we think hang up on us just are the victim of our phone lines.
Fucking bullshit.
Tony Hawk is my savior. Tony Hawk is God.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That's all you need.
I mean, really, if you connected any more, yeah, the guy knows what's going on. The weird thing about it is I was going to keep playing and see where it went.
I wanted to see if it went anywhere else.
That was the end of it. What's number three?
This is by somebody called N.A., and it's called New Music Tuesday.
Okay. See, the other one is up there. So far, Tony Hawk's Is God is the best song I've heard, but...
What is...
This is good. I love whispering voices. Because you know they're singing it in their parents' house. Like they...
Nothing, Mom, I'm busy!
This Wade? You gotta be kidding. Well, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wow. He put the echo on it.
I feel like there should almost be like two different categories, like the I have recording equipment and I don't recording equipment, because they're really like, okay. There's two different ways of looking at them, and I know it's comparing apples to oranges, like the properly recorded ones that are great, and then this fucking freak.
Okay.
I couldn't understand a word he said, except for go raw dog.
Yeah, I got that bit too.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that, are we?
No, we're not going to. Yeah. When I say almost, you can make the argument, because there's a completely different kind of appeal.
But I feel like the least I can do is give these assholes some stuff, because that is a great song.
This next track is by Josh Gilmore, and it's called Raw Dog Serenade. The most romantic serenade I've ever gotten.
This is gnarly. This sounds like, you know, when the ghost talked to Batman, the original Batman in that movie Noise or whatever it is. It's like ghost talking to us.
That was really creepy.
I would be worried about that guy if I was you.
Jesus Christ.
This track's entitled Watch Your Back, Raw Dog.
Yeah, that is not... You're right, that is a scary person.
Jersey Mike, yours is the next track.
You know, that guy's not getting anything, though. You know what? No, he should get stuff. Just realized. Sorry, I didn't even mean that. Okay, Jersey Mike's
Jersey
back.
Jersey Mike doing Josh Poe.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Word hustler. dumb motherfucker. His story's always fucked up. His swearing's on crack.
His shine is fucking scary good.
Keep on pretending, but his stories have the wrong ending. When I go on Google, you can see his little hands trembling. Who does Ronald wanna be? Got straight D's. Gotta pay him, he should fuck up the news for free. Nuggets out, po, never ain't nothing raw. He'll change his fucking story like Gareth switch cars. Bar dog, ain't reporting nothing good. Clueless villain, pot news killing. Defending his position, the truth is forbidden. Can't believe he got a pot to piss in. Listen, how many dollars in the trust? Not gangster, man, I said it wasn't much. Not gangster, circum jerks and busting nut. What a wankster, and his moon news really sucks. Not gangster, McDonald's in a paper bag. Not gangster, and an angel banging in the air. Not
you gotta get out of the button. McDonald's in a paper bag.
Not gangster.
Gangster, his sister beat him up fast. She spanked you, just waiting on Nana's cash. Not gangster.
It's funny.
Wow.
He sent the lyrics to that song along with it, and I was reading the lyrics, and I was like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? But then I heard the song, and it sounded awesome.
Right, so now you're not offended anymore?
So now I'm less offended. It sounded like there was more playing in his voice than there were in just the lyrics. Hey,
he did a great shine.
He does a great shine.
He's better than I am, and I'm probably the better shine impersonator that's ever lived.
Yeah. This next track is by another one from the guy who did Raw Dog Serenade.
Okay.
This is Raw Dog Spooker.
It happened just the way. This guy is the whisperer.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, he is for sure in a bedroom somewhere. Like, he cannot yell.
He planned two friends that won't last. Thanksgiving dinner, dick in hand, lost in the man ass. It's not what you're thinking. He was cleaning and his pinky stinking.
This is blowing my mind.
Now he wants to see your man goo, and he'll take the longest. He circle jerked it in private.
I'm so scared of this guy.
I was just waiting to hear that bit, but that's all he's got. Okay, let's move on.
This is
circle checked it in private.
This is by Tizzy called Untitled Raw Dog Rap.
Okay.
Rubber tender.
Saw the dog circle jerk in. Did they touch your manhole? Did they fill your ram hole? You lie. I don't trust you. Maybe they fucked you. Underwater fucked you. He says he's not gay. Let's ask the others. I bet they are both brothers. They share DNA. One of them's them and you. You're from a whole other world. He's splattered with managers.
Oh my god, it's unfair that I listened to that much of that.
Yeah.
He's not getting any t-shirts for that. I don't like that guy.
This is from the guy who did the Foo Fighters parody last week, Brian Jock. This is called Flake, Please Don't Poof Me. Oh, sweet.
I know he said it's not right. Sticking your finger in. I know he jokes outright. Latent homosexual behavior. Well, maybe it's fingerphobia. Maybe he was himself denying.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that it?
It's a little slow, but that's the last parody.
They weren't as good as the first ones.
Still pretty strong.
Yeah, there were a couple contenders in there.
I mean, let's not forget Tony Hawk.
That's a winner. Don't forget New Music Tuesday.
No. The Tony Hawk. New Music Tuesday?
Yes. Play track three again. I thought that was the funniest one.
All right. Maybe you're right. Hang on a minute. Let's hear this Birdman again.
Tony Hawk is my idol.
Yeah, those are the two.
That or the Shine one is also not bad.
It's not as good.
Yeah, I think it's between those two.
So those two, and then what was the winner of the other one?
Was that the I'll be Edwin McCain Josh, please.
You don't have that?
I don't have that, no.
Oh. It'd be good to hear it.
It was in the last batch. We just had them all in.
Is not going to give a winner? It's over?
Why don't we select one of these two, and when we do final calls, we can face them off.
Yeah.
All right. So, are you saying decide between these two?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, the Shine one was really great, but the Tony Hawk one, like, moved you to call Tony Hawk.
That's true. Like, instantly.
Oh, hang on a minute. Tony?
Yo.
Hey, dude.
Hey, so I got cut off, but I just listened to the rest of those.
Yeah.
And that other one was really good.
Which one?
The one where he's just kind of flowing. You said you got creeped out by the lyrics and you liked it.
No.
He might mean track five.
He can't be that one.
No.
It was that other one. It was one about Raw Dog.
Yeah.
That doesn't narrow it down, Cody.
The Shine one?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Because he does sound like Sean.
Word hustler. Yeah. Dumb motherfucker. The story's always fucked up.
Yes.
You're going that one. You're going that one over this one?
Tony Hawk is my idol.
For what it's worth, for what my vote's worth, there you go.
I mean, I think he's only saying this because he's got so many video games and his own roller coaster, and he's like, you know what, somebody sings about me, I don't even care anymore, I'm jaded, I want to hear about Raw Dog, it's more entertaining.
Well, I would have a little more effort put into the lyrics, that's all I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
Tony Hawk is my savior.
No?
That's just my opinion.
All right, well then, if Tony Hawk's going
to... Trying to be objective.
I appreciate that, Tony Hawk. And if you are saying that Shine is the winner, then I am saying Shine is the winner. And then he will go in later on at the end for final calls up against that song that you're going to get momentarily. Am I right, Raw Dog?
Yes. I mean, I don't have it.
Tony Hawk's Demolition Radio. 877-A-Hawk. Next Tuesday. Later, Bird Mate.
Okay, bye.
The Bird Mate.
Is that what they call him?
No, only I do.
A bunch of people on Twitter have been saying we missed this guy's Wonderwall parody. I think at Ken Lint on Twitter.
Yeah,
that he did for the show.
From last time.
Yeah.
I could have sworn we played that, but I've been getting all that stuff too. I'm burning it. It'll be done in like 30 seconds.
I'll play it right now, Jason, if you turn me up.
I'll turn you up, all right.
I don't remember a Wonderwall.
They were good.
Yeah, I don't remember Wonderwall either.
A raw dog, the African Bush baby trust fund, asshole fingering Jew.
Damn.
Every time at Ellis Mania, somebody kicks the shit out of you. I don't believe that anybody gets their facts mixed up as much as you. And all your musical picks of the week is shitty.
Yeah, he's not going to be in the running at all. That was a waste of time.
This is a 3-minute long song. If you want, we can fast forward to later on.
No, I don't want to. I just want to hear where's the winners? Well, this isn't the winner, right?
This isn't the winner.
No, we had the last time there. Jersey.
If I'm not mistaken, the same guy has won now two times in a row.
He's right.
What, Jersey Mike?
Jersey Mike made the Shine, and he made last. He did win last time.
Shine wasn't the winner. Tony Hawk is the winner.
No, Shine's the winner.
Is Shine the winner?
Tony Hawk said it was the winner.
I guess pretty much the authority on all Tony Hawk oriented songs.
Yeah, if he shuts it down, we're not allowed to bring it back up.
That's a good point.
So it's over. So yeah, Jersey Mike is the winner.
Don't forget New Music Tuesday.
Can't we stop and just give everything to? I mean, Jersey Mike made like fucking 5 songs. Can I just give him a bunch of stuff?
Of course you can.
And then it's just over, and we'll start again.
Yes.
Yeah.
But right. Is he barred, or is he? I mean, it seems like he becomes like the butterballs of this. He's like
right. No, you're barred.
He is obviously the standard. He's barred.
He can send them in, but he's no longer allowed to win the contest.
He's already the American Idol. Like, he's last year's American
Idol. That's
right,
you're last year's American Idol.
I think we could say that he'll be the winner of this round of parodies, but that doesn't mean we can't take more parody songs from
people. We can take more parodies and have new contests.
Yeah.
But that guy is the winner. And we will play that song today, because Comfat has it.
Oh, no, I just want to say, if people want to send in more parodies, it's the email address is ellisparodies@gmail.com.